Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Football Friday. We want to talk Bills Giants with you. But the Sabres are also opening their training camp today. They're on the ice for their first practice sessions under their new head coach, Ralph Krueger. And joining us on the Western Hotline is Sam Reinhart from the Buffalo Sabres. Sam, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming on with us. So listen, first off, do they call it elementary school in Canada, or is grades like K through 6 something else?
No, same
elementary
thing
school. All right, so you remember, Sam, when you were in elementary school and you come back, first day back, the teacher would give you the whole what did you do on summer vacation assignment. So I know you played in the World Championships, but how did you spend your summer? Why don't you tell us what was your summer like?
In Slovakia, started in Slovakia for a month, went to Majorca on the way back, so a little vacation there for a couple of days, and then spent most of it in Vancouver, just training and relaxing. A couple of weddings for the guys, so a little bit back and forth for that around North America, but good to be back.
You have a new head coach, so what in terms of the times you have had a chance to speak with, meet with Ralph Krueger, if you could share, go ahead, Jeremy.
Did you meet him at
your initial impression
at the World Championships over there?
So I saw him a couple of times. One at the World Championships. For him to come, I mean, obviously he was over there already, somewhat close, but for him to make the effort to come over and see Jack and I, that says a lot to how motivated he is as well. And then saw him at the draft as well in Vancouver. So had a lot of good talks with him. It sounds like most of the guys had coming into camp yesterday. So, a lot of excitement, around him too.
What was your message to him?
My message to him? I think most of what I was doing was trying to listen at the start to see what he brought. I think his big thing was moving forward, with the group we have now. Obviously you kind of learn as you grow and as you play another year. So I think the biggest thing I took was moving forward and taking those lessons and really focusing on this year, because that's what it's all about.
I was reading some comments from Jack Eichel, and when he was in Europe, Sam, and he went out to dinner, I guess, with Ralph, and he said, honestly, most of the conversation had nothing to do with hockey. It was about so many other different topics. Did you sense that at all with Ralph Krueger as well? How much hockey did you talk with him, and how much was it him trying to learn about you, who you are, your life, different things that have nothing to do with hockey?
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to put it. When I went to dinner in Vancouver at the draft, yeah, there was very little about hockey. A big variety of things, to be honest. I wouldn't say there's too many people that know a lot about that many things, and he's one of them.
In terms of your role, has he given you any indication, hey, Sam, you're going to be a winger? Hey, Sam, we might need you at center. Has he talked to you at all about any kind of specific role for you this season?
No, not in regards to position. To be honest, he doesn't really need to do that at this point. And, if he felt the need to, I'm sure he would have. But, I know what I'm going to need to do for this team. And, that's just continuing to improve on my year last year. So, I'm looking forward to that opportunity to do that.
Okay, so on that note, you came off a very good – you're coming off a very good season for you, your best season as a pro. What have you targeted from a personal, individual standpoint? Is there anything you have targeted and say, hey, I need to get better in this particular area?
There's obviously a lot of goals that you make for yourself, whether it's statistics or little areas of the game. You know, at this point right now, my you know, sole focus is what I can do to help the team right now. You know, that has to be everyone's focus. You know, because we feel we can be a dangerous team. And that's certainly been the message here early so far at camp. So, you know, if we're all on board, you know, everyone's going to end up, you know, ultimately winning, you know, personally as well.
We're with Sam Reinhart from the Sabres on our West Hura hotline. So the offseason included the re-signing of Jeff Skinner. Were you sweating that one out, or were you pretty confident? Did you have a pretty good idea based on, you know, you have good connections, that he was going to be re-signing and that wasn't going to be an issue?
No, I was hoping, to be honest. You know, you never really know. Actually, a couple of us were together when it happened, and, you know, we were all ecstatic for him. You know, first off, he's just such a good person, so anytime he can get that security for himself, you know, the guys are all, you know, ecstatic for him. And then it comes secondly, you know what, we have a great player on our hands for a long time. You know, that excites everybody, the opportunity to keep playing with him. So those two things definitely come to mind right away.
Is it the first road trip where you guys say he's got to take the entire team out to dinner, or do you wait a little bit?
I'm sure he'll pick a good spot.
I also want to ask you about the additions. So you keep Skinner, and now the team goes out in terms of forwards, and they bring in guys like Jimmy Vesey and Marcus Johansson. If you could kind of talk a little bit about those two guys and how you think they might be able to help the offense, what can they bring to the team this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's just nice to be at home in the summer and you know, check your phone and see that the team's adding, you know, as a forward, especially offensively. I mean, you know, guys, you're going to envision yourself playing with, you know, come September, October. So, you know, VC is just, you know, he can put the puck in the net. You never have too many guys like that. I'll obviously get to know him more as camp rolls along, but he's someone that, you know, from playing ends, I see he puts himself in the right position and the puck finds him, you know, offensively. So Johansson, just from skating already a couple times with him, the skill, the poise he possesses is something that's really going to benefit our team, and I'm really excited about that guy. And then you got a guy like Millsy on the back end. You know, that's just the personality and the veteran presence he brings, and you know, the puck-moving ability he has. You know, all great additions for us, and we're all looking forward to it.
So listen, before we let you go, it's Football Friday. We're getting ready for the Bills game Sunday. Are you a football fan at all? NFL, CFL, maybe? I don't know if you're wearing like a BC Lions jersey right now. What are you a football fan?
Yeah, NFL fan.
Okay. Fan of the Bills, obviously.
Of course.
Okay. So are you picking them to win on Sunday? That's what we need to know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
2-0.
All right. Very good. We like that.
Sam, do you have a dog? You have any pets?
I do have a dog at home in Vancouver. She just turned 13 the other day.
Ooh, wow. What kind of dog?
Portuguese water dog.
Very cool. All right. The Tampa Bay Lightning got a dog. We think the Sabres, you guys should maybe have a dog around. I mean, you know, everything's better with a dog around, right?
I know. It would keep me around a couple more years.
There you go.
If you need any dog names, let us know. We've got a few we can pass along for you guys if you need to come up with one.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming on with us, Sam. Have a great season.
All right, thanks, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.